Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. Welcome to Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. And welcome to episode 400. We are celebrating 400 episodes today. That's 8 years of bringing you a 1 hour yoga show once a week, every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. So thank you so much for joining us for this celebration and for celebrating the way all of us have come together in yoga together for the last 8 years. Let us know in the comments if you can hear okay. And let us know, what is your happiest memory of celebration? What's your happiest memory of celebration? And I just want to start out by thanking all of you. Thanking all of you for showing up, for practicing yoga on your mats, at home, every day with me, watching the videos, doing the videos, leaving your comments, pressing that like button, and subscribing to the channel over these last 8 years and over the last 400 episodes. Because if it wasn't for you, then we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be making these videos. So it's a joint effort, and we really appreciate you, each and every single one of you. So let us know in the comments if you're here, and we'll say hello, give you a shout out, and let us know what your happiest memory of celebration was. Some of my happiest moments of celebration were the birth of my daughter Trinity. Was a very happy moment of celebration. Moving here to Victoria, BC, I remember when we came over on the ferry, I just felt like the best moment of my life, and it has been like, this move has been probably one of the best things for our family. Another happy moment of celebration was, my wedding with Tim. Another big happy moment of celebration in my life was when I finally graduated my PhD. Man, I worked hard for that. So those are some of my happiest moments of celebration. And then, yes, we've worked hard at this too, and putting together these shows each week and showing up here each week. And this is a big milestone too. And to be able to celebrate that with you today, it's a really big deal. So thank you so much for being here. We got comments. You gonna let me have this? Okay. So hi, Yvonne. Thank you for being here. Hi, Valerie. Thank you for being here. I probably need my glasses. I don't really know where in the house they are. Ann Anderson is here. Thank you for your congratulations. Thank you, Diane, for letting us know you can hear us. Valerie says her happiest moment was 4 years ago when, in search of help, she found me. Oh, that's really sweet. I'm really grateful, Valerie, to have you as a student too. Valerie, you leave some of the sweetest comments. Wendy Place says, thank you for all you do. Thank you so much. Yula Kavan, thank you for being here. For me, it's wonderful. No air ticket to go there to see us. So that is the amazing thing about having YouTube, is that it allows us to all come together from all around the world. And it just makes the world a small place where we can come together in yoga communities like this online. And it's just amazing, because I have so many friends all around the world, and I really appreciate that. So thank you. Cornelia says, finding a safe place to practice yoga. And that's really true, to be able to practice at home on your mat. And I know I take all of you into some pretty deep places sometimes, and to be able to do that in the comfort of your own home, and to know you can explore those deep emotional landscapes in the comfort of your own home is really great. Kristen Spencer says, I really appreciate being a member of your community, from Lawrence, Kansas. Kristen, I really appreciate you being a member of our community. It's our membership community that allows us to keep doing this. So thank you to all of you who are members. Anya is also a member, and I am so grateful to have Anya as a member. And Anya and I have spoken and have had interviews with her. It's been wonderful. Diane says one of her happiest moments was when she met me. Diane is one of the sweetest souls, a fellow Canadian on the East Coast. And she says I've led her on an amazing journey. Kristen Spencer says, thank you for your gentle style. I say, thank goodness for gentle yoga where we're restoring energy and not expending too much energy. So thank you all for liking a gentle style, for supporting a gentle style, for saying that there is not just one way of doing yoga on the internet. And I appreciate your support for showing support for a different style that isn't so mainstream. The yoga you said, she couldn't see me on Facebook, so she's doing by email. And Lucille, I really appreciate you. Lucille is another wonderful member, and it's been great to be connected with her as well. We're both Phoenix Rising yoga therapists, and it's been great to have her as a fellow teacher and student. I know so many yoga teachers do yoga with me, and it's great to practice together. Wow, it's so great to see all your comments and to see all of you here. I'm so grateful. Oh, their comments are coming in like crazy. Jessica says, I look forward to your classes every Friday, and I'm grateful to be a member of the community since close to the beginning. I love your gentle nature and especially your laugh. Thank you. Joe says, thank you for the wonderful teachings you include in your classes. Thank you, Joe. I gotta say, I get as many messages of gratitude as I do people telling me to stop talking. So keep telling me if you like my talking, because it takes a lot of courage to keep showing up and sharing the teachings, let me tell you, week after week, because there have been a lot of people that have told me to zip it week after week. Are you guys hearing crackling in the audio? Let us know if the audio is okay. So Cornelia says her best celebration was seeing her granddaughter hold her firstborn child. Wow, that must have been an incredible celebration. I know I'm only 44, but I'm already looking forward to grandchildren. E. Lucavan de Seville said, I am Ariane from California, and I am very grateful I'm able to be here to celebrate with you. The last episode, I was going to go to Canada, and now I can see you. Congrats. Okay, they're saying the audio is fine. Diane says, don't ever stop talking. Valerie says, your talks make a difference. Hannah says, one of the biggest moments in my life was when I moved up to North Sweden to the silent and vast nature, and it is awesome with a live class. Those of you who are members, definitely go and listen to Hannah's interview in our membership community, because she has such an incredible perspective on life. And you know, all of you could be teaching these classes. Each one of you that I've had the privilege of talking to have such an amazing perspective on life that's come from your time in stillness, your time in yoga, your time in meditation. Each single and every single one of you could be here teaching. And I am just so grateful that we've been able to connect in this way, and that, you know, the wisdom that you guys have is just incredible. Valerie says she loves the themes, the poems, and my laugh. And Rachel says she loves my talking and glad she spotted the feed just before she was going to sleep. Rachel, it's so late for you. You're going to be tired tomorrow. Okay. Jen's here. Anya says, I like you, especially because of your talking. Okay, so we got the talking thing out of the way. And I just want to say your support has meant everything to us. It's been amazing. It's why we're here. And, you know, we're celebrating our joint success today. And, you know, these are kind of public successes, but let me know in the comments, what's the quietest success you've ever had? Because those are sometimes the more meaningful successes. We've all had, you know, these public successes You want to give this? I can't read the comments then.
Yeah, I can give it back to you.
Okay, we've all had these public successes, like coming to episode 400, are the ones that get celebrated and the ones that get splashed all over social media and the internet and the ones that we can share. But write in the comments right now one of the quieter successes, that things that don't usually get celebrated. Let's celebrate each other's quiet successes. And so for me, a quieter success would be, I can't quite put my finger on it, but like a specific, but I think about how Tim and I, when we'll have our little parenting wins, and when something feels like it's gone really well, parenting, when we feel like we get through to Trinity, our Trinity makes a good choice, and we do a little high five in the background to each other, you know, where we feel like we've come together as parents and something's worked really well. And we just, you know, we'll get in the car together and we'll be like, that was a parenting win. Yeah. And we'll have that little quiet success. You know, those are the real moments in life of connection where it feels like things are going so well. And those things don't get splashed all over the internet and social media. So let's see what your quiet successes are. Okay, well, maybe those will come up. Maybe you guys will think of some as they come up. And what are your smallest successes? You know, we tend to celebrate the big successes, but what are some of the small victories? You know, I think about what it was like when I first started practicing yoga, and it was so hard for me to come to my mat every day. And the small success was at the beginning when I would practice for 20 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, and I would keep that commitment to myself. That was the small success, and feeling so successful like that. So, okay. Jen says, my quiet success was surviving menopause. I like to do a dance for that every day. Yes, Jen. Anya says her quiet success was remaining calm when I used to flip out. And E. Luke Van, I'm sorry, I'm really butchering your name every time, said, I just retired and I feel so good and accomplished now. I can be with myself more. Ali, hi Ali from Hawaii. Ali says, I'm so happy to be live with you on your 400th episode. I'm a follower since your first episode. You are such an inspiration. Sending you love and aloha from Hawaii. Diane says, our Just Like Me interview is wonderful. I feel so lucky that I get to spend time with Diane every week. And now that our second live class is at 4 p.m. Pacific, I get to see her every week now. Okay, so today's class is going to be on connection. Keep those comments coming. We'll keep talking, and Tim will keep me filled in as we go through the class. Today's class is going to be, you're going to feed me comments, or I'll keep looking at them here. Okay, today's class is going to be on connection. And did you know, this is in researching this class, I found out that being lonely or feeling disconnected is equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So connection is super, super important. And I have a comment about our class on loneliness from Robin, a testimonial, and she says, thank you, Melissa, for this lovely class. I think that when I stop fighting intermittent loneliness, it can often make me move more slowly throughout the day. And on those days, I notice more natural things, other people. So loneliness can kind of open us up to other people, actually. And that, for me, is the upside to what I naturally resist. So thank you, Robin, for taking the time to leave your testimonial. And thanks to all of you who continually engage, because it's in connecting with others and making those connections that it actually lights up parts of our brains. When we don't connect with others, there's a part of our brain that actually atrophies, you know, and we're more likely to develop Alzheimer's in our old age. So our health depends on connecting with each other in as many ways as we can. And we're going to focus on that today in our class. So shall we practice some yoga? Let's just check on these comments and then we'll get into our class. So Donna Parks, hi Donna. Donna says, wonderful to be here for your live class. A member of your community from the beginning. Those people who've been members since the beginning are really, really lucky. love the membership classes and the free classes too. Celebrating walking again after a bad hamstring injury. Ooh, those can be so painful. I'm so glad you're feeling better. Cornelia says, my quiet success is after swimming, breathing on one side during swimming for 25 years. I switched to alternate siding breathing on each stroke. Yes. Yay, Cornelia. Good job. Those quiet successes can make a big difference. Like, that would be a big deal. Good for you. Yes, Diane said, I'm so sweet. I'm really excited, actually, Diane, that you are going to be able to come to classes on Mondays. Those classes are really amazing, and to be able to attend them live each week, to be able to come together each week, it's such a gift. They're the highlight of my week. I was really missing teaching in person. So, okay, shall we practice? So we'll do our peace mantra to begin. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahai Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together for the good of all. And may our studies illuminate us and be purposeful. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So let's go ahead and lie back in Shavasana to begin. You're going to need a bolster for this class and a wall. And lie on your back with the bolster underneath your knees. And let's just see here. Hi, Carol. Good to see you. Kelly's here too. Kelly and I did a live stream right before for the pre-show. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to have her, Kelly, here. Thank you, Kelly, so much for doing that live stream with me to help me promote this, and just to have her here for this special occasion. And Diana is here. She says, I admire your dedication and your consistency, and also maintaining great quality videos. Thank you. That's a real compliment. Okay, so let's take it back into Shavasana here. And I will check in with your compliments in your compliments. Well, you have been very complimentary. I'll check in with your comments in a bit again. But let's tune into our own bodies now. So tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. You've got your bolster underneath your knees for support, especially if you have any low back issues. Your hands are coming onto your belly. Just take a few moments here. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now, feeling the support of the earth underneath you. And also just opening to your connection with this connection deepens. And then allow your awareness to come into the somatic sense of your body, that is, feel your body from inside. Coming into the inside of your body, notice what stands out, where there might be tension or holding, gripping. Also where there is ease and openness. And then just take a moment to reflect on your social connections, your relationships, your family relationships, your friendships, your work relationships.
We're having some technical issues, just saying. Sorry.
So, thank you for your patience while we're dealing with technical issues. While we think that earning more money is going to make us happier, the science of neurobiology is showing again and again that our social connections are what matter the most. And in this yoga class, we're going to explore how connection is crucial to our emotional balance. And the way we're going to do this is by connecting with our body from the inside out. Okay, so what we're going to do is take that bolster that's underneath our knees now, press into your feet, and bring that bolster underneath your pelvis. And all you're going to do is lengthen your legs out long so that your legs are draped over the bolster and arc your arms overhead. So we're getting this super long psoas opening. And this should just, you know, our psoas muscle attaches here at the top of our leg and goes and
it runs along the back of our spine, the front of our spine at the back of our body. And it gets really, really tight because we spend a lot of time sitting in chairs and rounded forward. And also because our nervous system is in fight or flight, so often it gets very tense because of that as well. So in this position, we are just opening it up and finding that ease and relaxation in it. Okay, so we're going to find a way out of this pose. I would suggest bending your knees, pressing into your feet, and then you can push that bolster out to the side and lower your pelvis back down. And then let's just take the counter pose, knees to chest. If you have any knee issues, hold on behind your knees. Teeth. Just feel the heaviness of your head on the earth. Notice any tension along the back of your neck and your occipital ridge, and allow that to just release down through the back of your head and into the earth.
And then place both your feet flat on the floor again. So your knees are bent and your feet are flat on the floor. You're going to cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. And then you're going to draw your left knee in towards your torso. Reach around through that keyhole there. Hold on behind your left knee. So you're coming into keyhole stretch. Your shoulders are relaxed and heavy. No tension in your shoulders. And you'll feel sensation in the outside of your right hip and into your right glutes. So we tend to think of our bodies as solid, separate containers. And in this way, we feel disconnected from each other, from the earth, you know, from nature. And what happens when we begin an embodied practice like yoga and we start to come into our bodies, we start to experience sensations in our bodies, we start to realize that this container of our body isn't as solid as we once thought it was, that this experience of our body is actually more porous, that our body isn't just physical, that it's actually energetic, emotional, spiritual, and that we actually go beyond the limits of this physical container. And we are actually quite connected. We are interconnected. We're connected with the earth. We're connected with each other. But this connection can't happen if we aren't first connected with the sensations in our body. And so often we're completely cut off from that because we're so caught up in the stories, in the storyline, in the endless drama, in the endless gossip that's going on in our heads. So when we practice yoga, we come back into our bodies to open up into the sensations. So I'm going to give you here an option of holding onto that right leg and extending the left leg long. Then we're going to release that right leg. And this time, with the right knee bent, cross the left leg over the right leg. Open the left knee out to the side. Draw the right leg in. Reach through that keyhole. Hold on behind your right knee. Use your elbow to open it out to the side. But the sensation is in the outside of your left hip and into your left glutes. So your shoulders are relaxed. Your jaws relax. The space between your eyebrows are relaxed. And we open to the sensation in our bodies. And then I'm going to give you the option of holding on to that left leg where it is and extending your right leg out long. So you can stay where you are. You can try the sleeping pigeon version.
And then you can let that go, and we'll take some windshield wiper knees, swaying your knees from side to side. Okay, and we're going to bring that bolster back. If you don't have a bolster, you could use a couple of pillows, or maybe you could try a block with a folded blanket would work. You're going to press into your feet, take that bolster back underneath your pelvis. And you're going to draw your knees in. You could use a strap here. You're going to take your right foot and hold onto it, drawing your right knee in towards your armpit, and then you're going to extend your left leg long. So Ardha Ananda Balasana, half happy baby pose. And again, we're going to feel into sensation in our bodies. So for me, this pose is so, so strong. I know some people really love happy baby pose or half happy baby pose. But for me, this is like one of the most intense poses in my hips. So that's okay. Feel into the intensity of the sensation in the hip joints. Can you guys let Tim know in the comments if the volume is okay? If you can hear me okay? I notice I have dropped into my yoga teacher speak voice. And then we're going to switch. So draw that left knee in. Take your hands and hold on to the bottom of your left foot, drawing your left knee down towards your left armpit. And then you're going to take that right leg and arc it long. So you're getting that opening at the front of your right hip now. And that intense mobilization of your left hip joint. By the way, in case you hadn't guessed nor noticed, we're doing all hip openers today. This is a yoga for hips class. Which is appropriate, really, because your hips connect your lower body with your upper body. They're like the union station of your body. While some of you might be happy to stay in happy baby longer, I am not a happy baby, so we are going to get out of this pose. Press into your feet, push that bolster out of the way, slowly lower down, gonna roll to your side. And I was gonna check comments, but Tim's left the room and taken the computer, so we will not check comments right now. Okay. We're going to do downward facing dog or Adho Mukha Svanasana.
And you're going to take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. Tuck your toes under. Inhale here. You're going to exhale. Let's just come up and do it for our spine first. You could do this against the wall. So deep knee bend here. Let your head hang. So we have, just to let you know how much we are wired for connection, to connect with other people, we actually have mirror neurons, like looking in a mirror, that fire in response to another person's neurons when we connect with them. So there's a social part of our brain that actually atrophies in isolation. Scientists Eisenberg and Lieberman have shown that when we are excluded in social situations, the center of our brain that lights up when we experience pain is the same that lights up when we experience social pain is the same that lights up when we experience physical pain. So we need connection to grow as human beings, and isolation literally damages our neural biology. Okay, so let's just do a little alternating heels to the ground here now. So we're opening up the backs of our legs. And then we'll come from Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And we'll make our way up to standing. Okay, how are we doing? How's everybody doing so far? We're going to do a goddess victory squat. So with goddess victory squat, let's take our feet, turn lengthwise on the mat, take your feet wide, turn your toes out, and let's just squat down. So feel into your hips, pull your knees back, and we're going to inhale up, and exhale, squat down, and then inhale up, and exhale, squat down. And inhale up, exhale, squat down. So really feeling into your hips. Inhale up, exhale, squat down. Inhale up, exhale, squat down. And we're going to inhale up. Exhale, come into goddess victory squat and hold. And then take your arms out to parallel to the ground. Turn your left toes in and straighten them so we come into warrior two. And then from warrior two, I'm going to get you to straighten your right leg. You're going to press your left hip back, reach forward, and tip so you come into triangle pose. Let's come back to warrior two. And then turn your toes both out again. So we're back in goddess victory squat, arms come down. Inhale, come up.
Exhale, squat down, goddess victory squat. Inhale up, oops. It's okay. 400 episodes and we still kick the camera from time to time. That's what happens when you're live, you can't cut and do the take again. Okay. Do you guys, how about we will read some comments after we do the second side, before we go and do downward facing dog and go on. I'm sure they don't want me to read all the comments in cow's face post. That would be a big thumbs down for that. Tim's voting to put you all in frog pose and read comments. Followed by crow. I would never do that to you. Okay. All right. So now, turn your right toes in, your left toes out. We're going to come into warrior two. And then straighten that left leg. Just pump those left hips back, shift forward, and you're going to tip into triangle. Okay, and then you're going to find your way out of that. Let's toe heel it in. And I think it's actually really a good idea to take some comments. We'll do downward facing dog with the hip opener. And then what I'm going to get you to do, we'll do the downward facing dog. I'll tell you what we're going to do next, and we'll take some comments because it's going to take you guys a minute to set up your mats for the next pose. All right, so downward facing dog again. And in downward facing dog, take your right leg up and behind, drop your left sit bone, open your right hip. And then bring that back down. Let's do that on the other side. So you're going to take your left leg straight behind, and then you're going to drop your right sit bone as you open your left hip. And come back to the center. And then I'm going to show you how we're going to set up for our next pose. And you guys can do that while we take a few comments. So what I would suggest you do is actually just fold your mat in half and put it perpendicular to the wall like this. And let's see. So while you guys get your mat set up like this, fold your mat in half, perpendicular to the wall, and you can guess what we're going to do next. If you can guess what we're going to do next, I can probably come up with a prize for you. Okay. So, Sandrine is here. Welcome, Sandrine. And Valerie says she loves happy baby pose.
Diane loves happy baby pose. So many people love happy baby pose. I actually think that I have a little bit of arthritis in my hip, and that's why I don't like it, because it really hurts me. Sandrine says, my quiet success is to come to my mat every day and getting rid of back pain with lumbago. Thank you for having helped me not only to open up to my body, but also to my mind. Namaste. And Alex Jones says, Melissa West is the best and guides you through the best readings to nurture your soul. Thank you. Ann Anderson says, the neuron information about relationships is quite invaluable. Yes, I really loved learning about the neuron information, and I would highly recommend checking out Lieberman, Lieberman. Maybe I'll, actually, it's all in the show notes. I put the resources in the show notes. So definitely check those resources. Yeah, tomorrow at 9 a.m., Friday at 9 a.m. Always in the show notes, I put my resources in. So check those out. It was really cool. Anne says she loves my genuineness. Thank you, Anne. I don't know how to be anything but genuine. It's too hard otherwise. Maria says, my quiet success is being able to do yoga to heal my body. Maria has been an amazing student. She's had an amazing year. She's another student that I work with very closely. Did I ask people what they wanted for? Oh, they're guessing. They're guessing what we're going to do next.